I would like to ask you all a question, first of all. What surprises or makes you go, wow? What surprises or makes you go, wow? Shane.
Nice car.
Okay.
Jake's motorbike.
Okay, gymnastics on the floor. Something else. That surprises you or makes you go, wow?
Nice scenery, something
that's
amazing
to look at. Elliot, with you, you said it's like, yes, yeah. Anything else? Makes you go,
wow,
I can't
believe
it,
wow.
A nice
time.
Yes.
The boy answered the question.
Sorry?
I was amazed that Matthew answered those questions.
Wow. I didn't make you go, wow.
Wow.
You go, yeah, break your voice. Well, I'm going to talk to you today about a story where people, an event that happened in the Bible, where people actually went, wow, and I'm going to ask you, why do you think they said, wow? Okay. So, this story you all know, which is good because later on you've got something to do, all of you will be doing something together, in small groups, and you need to use your minds, okay? But I want to talk to you about some people today who could do this. What's that?
Walk.
But also I want to talk to you about a person who couldn't do that, and he lived his life laying on a bed. He lay on his bed because he was paralysed, and as a paralysed man, he couldn't walk, and he couldn't jump, he couldn't even stand. All he could ever do was lay down and depend on people, friends, to come and to move into a place where he could maybe look outside and maybe sometimes look out at the sky and say, wow. But most of the time, he couldn't do too much of that sort of thing. But you know, over a period of time, he used to stay in his little home that did have a window, but you know, he couldn't look out of it because his bed was on the floor. Way down here. And he had a door, but could he go out through the door? No, he didn't go out through the door. Why? He couldn't walk. He just had to lay on his bed and depend on people. But you know, sometimes he could hear noise coming through the window of his home, and sometimes he heard people talking. And they were talking about someone very special that you and I have heard about too. Jesus. And as they heard him speaking about Jesus, he heard all sorts of things about this person called Jesus, who could help people, who healed people, who helped the sick. He even heard someone say Jesus had raised someone from the dead. And this poor man on the mat, he thought, I wonder if Jesus, if he ever came to me, could actually help me. I guess he had a bit of a question. Is it around the right way?
Yes.
Good. A question. And so he wondered, could this person, Jesus, ever do anything for his paralyzed legs? Well, it took a period of time, it might have been a few weeks, it might have been a few months, but one day, through the window, he heard lots and lots of people walking and running and even speaking very loudly, very excitedly, because someone was coming and who did he divide? Jesus. You're right. Jesus was coming. And this man on his bed thought, Jesus is coming. And as he listened through the window, and he heard people going backwards and forwards, soon the noise got softer and softer as the crowd went past and kept on going. He couldn't hear people talking about Jesus anymore, saying, there's Jesus, he's not there anymore. Couldn't. And so it got quiet again. Maybe as quiet as this. Couldn't quite hear nothing then. As quiet as that. When soon he heard some other people coming, and then soon the doorway came some friends, and they put their head in the door, and I think they said, guess what? Jesus is here, we're going to go and get you to see him. And so the friends came in, they picked him up on his mat, which was a bit wobbly because it wasn't a nice bed like the ones you probably had at home. It was probably not even a nice camping bed. It might have been a bed like an air bed. type of thing. You know, when you pick an airbed up, it wobbles all over the place. They probably took him in one of those and they started to take him to the home where Jesus had gone. When they got to the house, one of the men, they put him down, the friend down on the ground, and he walked over to the house and he peered through the window. Now, they looked through the window, and there were people everywhere in the house. It was really full. And there were even people in that house that had these strange looking hats. I guess they were really big. They were religious men. And they were in that house too, and they were listening to Jesus. But as he looked through the window, wasn't much room. He went to the doorway and there were even people stuck in the doorway. I thought, boy, that house is packed. How are you going to get a friend to see Jesus? But they went back and they picked him up and they thought, we'll force our way in. So they had hold of the mat and they started to back up a little bit and they thought, after three, we're going to run as hard as we can into the door. The people in the road, that's all. The door was not shut. And so they go, they couldn't get in. There were so many people in the house, they couldn't push their way in. I think they tried a few times, and in the end, they thought, we can't get our friend to see Jesus. What are we going to do? And here he is lying there, and I think he might have said, it's all right, friends, it's all right. Just let me go back to home. It'll be okay. I've lived like this for a long time. A bit more work now. But their friends there said, no, we're not giving up. And so as they stepped back and they looked at the house where Jesus was with all the people packed inside, and they noticed something about the house, and it wasn't a house like that. You know how we have roofs like that? This was a house that had a roof like that. And they noticed just up the side of the house there were some steps. And some of them got a big idea. I know what we can do. And so they picked up their friends. And they walked along, came up the steps, and I think he was going, yeah, no, careful, go up steps on the bed's not very easy. They got him up onto the roof, and then on that roof they did something that I think the owner of the house must have been very surprised at. They started to dig a hole through the roof. And slowly, ever so slowly, as it started to open, this hole, they must have picked down in there. Peeking down in that hole to get their Jesus in.
And somebody was coming over
there. And they opened the hole right up. So it was really quite big and they all looked down and there was Jesus. And the people down in the bottom of the house and the men there with their big hats and they're all looking over him. And they get their friend and they tie some rope, I think, on the edge of the bed. And they lower him down. And they're saying, okay, do it carefully, lower him down, or just do it carefully. And they started to lower their friend down through the hole in the roof, right down in front of Jesus. There he is, on the floor in front of Jesus, and Jesus sees this young man, and he's laying on his bed, and he looks up and he sees the hole in the roof, and he sees the friend up there, and he says to the man laying down there, son, the faith of you, all of you, your sins are forgiven. If the friends up on the roof, I don't think they wanted to hear Jesus say, your sins are forgiven. What do you think they wanted Jesus to say?
That is you.
That is you. But he didn't say that. He said, son, your sins are forgiven. Which was not what they expected. But you know, those men I mentioned in the big hats. They also heard Jesus say, you know, sins are forgiven. And they started to say to themselves, you can't say that. We're not allowed to say these sins are forgiven. Only God can do that. That's what they were saying to one another. And Jesus knew what they were saying. And he said to those men with their big hats, he said, tell me, what do you think it's easier to do? To save a person whose sins are forgiven? Or to save a person get up and walk? It's a very good question that Jesus asked. Because those men knew, really, only God can say your sin is forgiven, and only God can help the man on the floor walk again. And Jesus then said to them, to show you I have the authority to forgive sin, he said to the man on the floor, laying on the mat, he says, get up, roll up your mat, and go home. And the man's legs became firm and strong. And he must have found it really strange, because I think he would have started to stand up, and maybe he sort of flexed his legs standing up for the first time in a long time, and may have taken a step or two. He probably jumped up and did all of that. He couldn't walk. And he rolled up his bed, and I'm assuring him he went like this under his arm, and he walked out. And all the people watching went, wow! The question I would ask you is, why did they say wow? Alright, who wants to give me a suggestion? Anyone? What do you think? That's a good answer. They didn't know Jesus could do that. What else? Anyone else? They know Jesus can do this. Is there anything else? What is it that made them say wow? Do you think?
It was a miracle?
It was a miracle, yeah. I think if we saw some miracles like that, we'd probably go wow. There's one really important thing I want to mention. Jesus, by doing that thing, showed everybody in that room he could do two things. He can make a person walk who is paralyzed. And who could only do that to the men of the Nazareth? And he got it. And he also said, Son, look into the heavens. Who only can say that? God. All the people in the house can say, wow, not just because they saw a miracle, not just because they saw a man stand up and walk, they can say it because he, Jesus, has shown them there was something so special about him that he was like, and is, God. And that's what you and I can go, wow, about when we think about Jesus. He is God. And he did things that people could say, no, that never happened. Jesus was alive, and people were alive around him, and they wrote stories about him, and none of them ever said, Jesus didn't do that. None of them. So Jesus is really God. You need to remember, and that's why we should be able to say, wow. That's a really important thing. Jesus is God, and you know what? He wants to be your friend, and he wants to help you. So I encourage you to remember, he is your good friend.